This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug will be along in a little bit. In the meantime, the ladies ruling the roost, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen. And ladies, we have that theme going here on this program. Certainly, the women power is also settling in into politics, because if you look at the list of who was who for who was actually running in 2020, that list keeps getting longer and longer, and a lot of the names on the list belong to female politicians. This weekend was no exception. Two more women officially added to the list. On Saturday, Senator Elizabeth Warren said in her first full day of campaigning that she is a now declared presidential candidate. This came after a lot of controversy for Elizabeth Warren, who claimed to be part of the Cherokee Nation. It was then debunked. She herself actually debunked the claim when she took a 23andMe test. It was revealed over the weekend that she was using her Cherokee status to apply for the bar in Texas back in the 80s. But despite all of that, Elizabeth Warren making the big announcement on Saturday that she would be an official presidential candidate before she had just said she'd have an exploratory committee. Then, Mark, just a few hours after that, Amy Klobuchar, who is the senator from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar stood in a very cold looking, I don't know where she was, but she was getting snowed on like crazy. And she declared her candidacy after a few months of speculation that she would be throwing her hat into the ring. So I guess I would ask you this question, ladies. Do we think that, first, obviously, I think we'd all agree that it's a great thing that there are more females getting attention in politics, and that there are so many that are looking into running for office, and that we can actually do that in this country. Is that the right way to run against President Trump? Do you think there's some strategy here? Are these women running by mistake? Is it just it just happens to be? Or do they think that the best way to take President Trump out in 2020 is to put him up against a tough female opponent?
It's a great question. Is Kirsten Gillibrand officially in the mix? Because I know that she is. Okay, so that's four, right? Four women?
There's Kamala Harris, there's Kirsten Gillibrand, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, Tulsi Gabbard.
That's five. Okay.
Yeah, I think there might even be a couple that I'm not even considering. But yes, the number of declared, the women outnumber the men for sure.
Well, obviously, I think that this is a clear response to Trump and how he perceives women and how it's perceived how he perceives women and things like that. I personally, if I was, and I know you put on a strategist hat every once in a while, if I was to put on a strategist hat for this, I don't think a woman is going to beat him. I think it's going to have to be someone, and I say that with a heavy heart. I don't love that, but I just think that right now where we are in this political climate, the voters are probably not going to be swayed away from him by a woman. Because clearly women voted for him, and it didn't bother them the way that he, the Access Hollywood tape, the way that he has treated women in the past, it didn't bother them. They still voted for him. So I don't think that a woman is going to be the linchpin to take him down. I think it's going to have to be someone like a Joe Biden, or I don't know that Michael Bloomberg, unless he paired up with someone really great, I don't know that he would have mass appeal in the middle of the country, but I don't think it's going to be a woman. And maybe having all five or six of these women running now, they may be shooting themselves in the foot. I don't know. I don't think it's a smart move. I really don't. I think that waiting it out and maybe going to the next election might be a better strategy. I don't think Elizabeth Warren has a chance in hell. at all. I think that her reputation with people who are independents or Republicans, I think she is pretty much disliked across the board. Kamala Harris, I don't really know. I know you're in California where you probably see a lot of press on her. In New York, on the East Coast, we don't really hear much about her. So I really can't speak to if she has enough experience or anything. Kirsten Gillibrand, I think, is a very smart, very sweet person. I don't think she has the gravitas to beat Trump or to even challenge him in a meaningful way. Amy Klobuchar, again, the only time I've ever seen her was in the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, where I thought she handled herself pretty well. But then last Friday, there were all these stories that her staff quits and they don't like how she treats her staff. And that was in the Huffington Post, so, you know, It seems like that was pretty accurate. So I don't know. I think it's a bit of a disaster so far, if I'm being a strategist. I don't mean to be negative, but it has nothing to do with being anti-woman, because I'm completely pro-women. But I just think in this particular case, a woman is not going to be as effective as a man against Trump and his followers.
And Kara, I'm interested in your perspective, because as a 20-something, I think you kind of provide a lot of perspective to what I think the Democratic Party is trying to do. But I would say this, that as a Trump supporter, as a person who will vote for Trump again today, if the election were held today, I would vote for him again, happily, actually, because I think he's doing a great job. I know that makes your skin crawl. But
it does. But I love you.
But I think that the greatest challenge to him would be someone like Joe Biden, although I do think Joe Biden is beatable, because people forget the reason that Trump won is because they were tired of Obama's policies. They were tired of the regulations. They were tired of of entire industries really being put to death because of Obama-era policies. So I think there is a way to beat Joe Biden, because you have to remind people economically what happened the last time he was in power with President Obama. So I think there is a way, but I think of all the candidates, he's probably the one that can beat Trump most effectively, because he can present himself to be more moderate. I think the trend that I'm seeing, though, in the Democratic Party is that it's sort of who cares what our people think, kind of be damned by what America's asking for, maybe a good moderate candidate to go up against President Trump. But they're looking for someone who's very far left. And it doesn't matter to me if they're male or female at this point. I just think it's interesting that there are a lot of female candidates that have thrown their hat in the ring. But I think what's really more interesting is this very far left agenda that most of these candidates, women and men, some of them like Cory Booker, who are declared, and Bernie Sanders, of course, that they're embracing. And I think anybody who is going to embrace that far left platform, it's going to be pretty easy, at least at this point, for Trump to beat him. I mean, obviously anything can happen. We're still very early into what will be a big, thriving 2020 political race. But I think it's the platform more than the person. And it seems that the DNC is really happy with the way that Kamala Harris is kind of presented herself to be a front runner. And I do think she'd be more easily beatable than Joe Biden, at least today. Again, it's politics in 2019, yeah. So we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
But you asked for my opinion. And I feel the same way, that the party seems to be going very far in one direction. And I agree with everything Victoria said, and we've talked about that in the past, how unfortunately don't think that this is, you know, I think everyone just saw how badly people reacted to Hillary Clinton, and I just kind of feel like the same thing would happen in this election, which makes me very sad. I think I would personally like to see someone more moderate, because I think you need to be able to get people in the Democratic Party. You need to be able to get independents who aren't, there are plenty of people out there who are independents or who are Republicans who don't like Donald Trump, but don't feel like they can vote for someone who's on the far left just because it's so far away from policies that they agree with. So you need someone who understands business, who's also charismatic, who is in the middle or more Democratic. I don't know if the Democratic Party is going to support someone like that. And, I mean, obviously, Howard Schultz kind of put his hat in the ring, and he was going to run as an independent, and then there was a huge backlash from the Democratic Party. I don't know if that was just because people don't like him or because he's another billionaire or what, but, yeah. I don't really.
I think it's because they're afraid. They're afraid of him. What they see, the Democrats see in him is this is a spoiler. They see him stripping away votes from moderate Democrats and independents, and they need those people to win the election. And so they're looking at him and they're afraid. They're not. They don't. It's not that they don't like him or that they don't like what he stands for. Because truly, what he stands for is great. It's the American dream. He had nothing. He was living in his car, and now he's a billionaire. That's an amazing story to tell, and it's one that captures the hearts of a lot of Americans. So. I think they see fear in him more than anything else.
Yeah, I think what's unfortunate is that they understand he can take away Democratic and independent votes, but they don't realize that they're not going to get them anyway if you're going for someone who's really far on one side.
All right, good food for thought, as our friend Dougie would say. It's the DJV show at 16 minutes past the hour.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much hate.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now, just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal, so talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's a DJV show, 19 minutes past the hour. And ladies, it is cold outside, whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest, getting a huge snowstorm. Victoria, I have a friend who lives in Washington. They said they've never seen so much snow.
And it's true. Apparently, according to the National Weather Service, the entire Pacific Northwest hasn't seen this much snow in 70 years. And the winter storm, it began on Friday morning. It pretty much pummeled Washington's Olympic Peninsula. Heavy snow came down for hours. Saturday morning, it continued another foot. And but basically, by the end of the weekend, they had another 10 inches. And it just came shy of breaking the 1945 record of 13 inches. So, and the city normally gets 7 inches a year. So this is like totally throwing people for a loop.
we're maxed out. If you're flying this week, make sure you check those flights, because lots of them are getting canceled in and out of the Pacific Northwest, even the East Coast, seeing a little bit of snow this week. So be careful out there. It's a DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
That's about right, Brad Paisley, here on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug, you'll be along in a bit. Meanwhile, the ladies doing some music news. And, guys, you know I'm a country music girl. I love Brad Paisley. I've seen him in concert probably 10 times, maybe.
Wow.
And he's announced details of his upcoming 2019 world tour, which is going to kick off on May the 30th in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he's going everywhere, not just in the U.S., but he's going to Europe and the United Kingdom. And he's taking some talented folks along with him. Chris Lane and Riley Green will be joining him on tour. They're doing mostly amphitheater dates. They're also doing a few casinos, festivals, and arena concerts. Some of the highlights of the tour include a stop at Country USA in Oshkosh, Wisconsin on June the 29th. They'll go to the Wharf Amphitheater in Orange Beach, Alabama on August 22nd. And they'll do 7 dates in Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Germany, the Netherlands, England, and Ireland this fall. That always surprises me. Because I admit, as much as I love country music, I kind of forget that people outside of this country love it too. But clearly Brad Paisley has found some international successes, because that's why he's heading over across the pond.
Country music's big in England and especially in Ireland, but the roots of Irish music are country music, so it makes a ton of sense. But they just, like, oh my gosh, they love country music. he's probably going to be treated like a king over there.
Well, that's a good thing for him. He's a really nice guy, by the way. He and his wife, Kimberly Williams, she's in Father of the Bride. They're a really, really sweet couple. More dates are expected to be added soon. This single that you're listening to, Bucked Off, is currently inside the top 25 on Billboard's Country Airplay Radio chart. And his openers are making moves on the charts as well. Chris Lane's song, I Don't Know About You, follows a three-peat of top 10 radio hits. He's had Fix, For Her, and Take Back Home Girl, featuring Tori Kelly. And Riley Green's debut single, There Was This Girl, just stands outside the top 10 of country radio songs. So a lot of hit makers going on tour with Brad Paisley. And what's kind of fun about his shows, I don't know if he's still doing it, but he also is kind of a part-time animator. He likes to draw and make animation, and so all of his shows will usually feature some of his animation as he performs throughout them. So that's kind of a cool thing to see.
I know he's probably the best. Yeah, he's the best guitar player I think alive today. He's amazing. Yeah. He's
so good. He and Keith Urban are incredibly good. Yeah. Yes. All right, so that's Brad Paisley. There, you can check him out in a town near you this summer. Now moving on to the Go-Go's ladies. Showtime announced on Saturday that they have acquired a feature documentary about the Go-Go's. This film will premiere later this year, and it features candid interviews and archival footage to tell the real story of their rise to fame. They had a lot of, and I don't think people realize this, Victoria and Kara, they had a lot of struggles along the way. It wasn't just an easy-peasy career for the Go-Go's. They had some breakups and some makeups. And so the Go-Go's posted about the news on social media with the lead singer, Belinda Carlisle, tweeting that she was really happy to finally be able to tell you all about the news of this movie. The Go-Go's made history as a multi-platinum selling all-female band. They played their own instruments, wrote their own tracks, and had a number one album. Their breakout moment stemmed from their 1981 debut album, Beauty and the Beat, which produced Our Lips Are Sealed and We Got the Beat. In addition to the Go-Go's, Showtime is really getting into the music business. They've acquired documentaries Life in 12 Bars, which is a film about Eric Clapton. That premiered Sunday night, in a four-part series on Wu-Tang Clan of Mice and Men. So this has become kind of a cool niche for them.
I think people miss Behind the Music on VH1.
Yes.
That's what that tells me, right?
Now we get to hear the story of the Go-Go's on the DJV show, 28 minutes past the hour.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the weekend began, there was talk that a bipartisan committee of lawmakers might be close to a deal that could provide border security the president would sign on to and avert a government shutdown this Friday. But as the weekend ended, well, everything turned the other direction. Here's Congressman Tom Graves, the Republican from Georgia.
We were, progressing well. I thought we were tracking pretty good over the last week, and it just seems over the last, 24 hours or so, the goalposts have been moving from the Democrats, and at the end of the day, we have an obligation that's to protect our nation and provide the proper border security.
Senate Democrat from Minnesota Amy Klobuchar is in the running for the Oval Office now as the 58-year-old officially launched her candidacy in front of a crowd of supporters, braving a 14-degree snowy weather event in Minneapolis yesterday. She's running as a moderate, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. We'll even install your new blades while you wait. See better and drive safer. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The DJV show, that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie has stepped away. Jen, Victoria, and Kara are here. And trending is what, Victoria?
Well, Dina Lohan is trending. I don't know if you guys have been keeping
Stop.
Up with... I know, right?
Have this removed.
Yep. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with Celebrity Big Brother. I have not been watching it, but I've been sort of reading blogs and little tidbits here and there. And so apparently on Thursday night's episode, Dina Lohan, who of course is Lindsay Lohan's mother, she's in the Celebrity Big Brother house right now, she had told some of her housemates that she has been talking to, quote, someone special for 5 years, but they've never met in real life and they've never even FaceTimed. But she's convinced that this is a real person that she has a real relationship with.
She's going to go on catfish.
Well, here you go. You're totally right. So, of course, she's 56 years old. She had a pretty terrible, tumultuous marriage to Lindsay Lohan's father, Michael Lohan. He's a mess. And so I don't know who this person is, but for 5 years, she has never actually seen his face. We don't know. She has pictures, I guess, of him that he sent her, but we don't really know if it's a real person. So the Candy Burris, Tamar Braxton, like some other housemates, instantly went to the confessional and said, okay, it's really sad, but Dina Lohan's totally getting catfished here. And so Neve Schulman, who, of course, is the host of Catfish, he has now jumped in, and he took to Twitter, and in all caps he wrote, "You gotta be kidding me," when he heard the story of Dina and this guy for 5 years having never met in person. So he said, let's do this. He wants to get Dina on the show, on Catfish, so that he can investigate and figure out if this is a real person or not. Now, Dina says she talks to this guy every day for long conversations, and she said, I really feel like I know him. She lives in New York. She says he lives in San Francisco, and that he's taking care of his mother, and that that's apparently that he doesn't use FaceTime. All of this sounds so crazy, and here's the craziest thing of all. She wants to marry him.
Okay, that's crazy.
She says,
you know,
I'm
what?
Going to marry
him. 5 years. Think about it. If anybody else was together for 5 years, you would not think it's crazy that they would want
to
marry him.
Let me tell you what taking care of his mother means. It means he lives in his mom's basement and he's a 12-year-old boy.
Or
a 20-year-old guy.
Yeah, or it's just a total scam and with lots of excuses. She said, well, because I guess the housemate said, well, how come...
money?
Yeah, I know, right? I don't know. I don't know if anyone asked her that, but it's some of the housemates said, well, wait a minute. Everyone has an iPhone or, you know, an Android. Like, everyone can FaceTime. And her answer was, quote, some guys just don't use iPhones. Some guys aren't real either. So, I don't know.
I'm
going to
let him off, because I hardly ever FaceTime. That doesn't mean if I wasn't in a long-distance relationship, I might, you know, I might do it every once in a while, but it seems odd that he wouldn't at least try it one time just so she knows
right.
who he's talking to.
5 years later, he still won't try FaceTime one time?
Look, I love Catfish. If anybody can get to the bottom of it, it's Neve, so that's pretty exciting.
I think it would be amazing, although it would be devastating for her if it turns out that she was being catfished, because she feels like she's really in love with this guy.
She's Dina Lohan. She's going to recover. I mean, this is, you know, she's been through devastation publicly before.
She also claims that she has spoken to his mother. Which is extra weird.
As you would before you marry somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very odd. But good luck to Dina Lohan. Maybe Neve can step in and help.
The ultimate good luck. Now, well, you know what? Actually, all right. I was going to do a little food news, but let's hold on to that. Let's do, since we're talking about relationships and love, there is a new company out, or a new idea out, that lets you get the ultimate revenge, I suppose, on an ex for Valentine's Day. If you're looking to get yourself a present this Valentine's Day, the El Paso Zoo has an extremely creepy idea for you. It'll name a cockroach after your ex, and then it will feed it to a meerkat live on camera. That's right. So you can name a cockroach after your ex and then watch it be destroyed by an animal. How exciting. You can message the zoo on Facebook with your ex's name and then wait until February 14th to watch the roach get devoured during the Quit Bugging Me Meerkat event, which will live stream on Facebook and the zoo's website. The name of those exes will be displayed around the meerkat exhibit and social media starting today. The zoo calls it the perfect Valentine's Day gift, and the meerkats love to get cockroaches as a snack. So what better way to celebrate Valentine's Day, do something good for the animals, and feed a meerkat a cockroach named after your ex? Would you guys ever do this? Have you ever been bitter enough to buy a cockroach and name it after somebody you can't stand?
Thankfully, no. I don't have any animosity towards any of my exes. I have a few girlfriends, however. I sent this story around to them over the weekend. They were like, yes. So they are really into it. Apparently, the Bronx Zoo is doing a thing where you can also name a roach after an ex, or after anybody, really. But I think, you know, obviously you'd want to name it after someone that you despise. So hopefully.
Did they feed it to something at the Bronx Zoo, or did they just release it like on a subway or something?
You can just name ones on the street. They wear little jerseys now. They're everywhere. I don't know. I think that it's a funny idea, and it certainly is getting a lot of buzz. So, I don't know. It is creepy. But if you really hate your ex, it's a good way to do it. And then all you do is send them the link to the live stream. Hi, this is the cockroach named after you. It would be wasted if you didn't let your ex know you were doing it. You can't just leave that for your own viewing pleasure. But what if you have, like, a super unique name? Like a name that, you know, not like a typical John or, you know, whatever, or Harry or whatever. Like a really unique name, and you know that that's the guy. That must be really embarrassing, because you know that it's going to get spread around. The person is going to send it.
It'll
to
go
lots
viral.
Of links.
Your cockroach will go viral. As we continue on the DJV show, food news up ahead. Haagen-Dazs with a really good idea. We'll tell you what it is next. It's 41 minutes past the hour.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out. Jen and Victoria are in. Kara Schillen is here. And ladies, what could be wrong by talking about ice cream? Ice cream trending. Haagen-Dazs specifically, because they're taking this really incredible idea, Victoria. They're taking boozy cocktails and they're turning them into delicious ice cream. What's the story? Wait, hold on. What's the scoop?
What?
Very cute. See what I did there?
Yeah. What is there not to love about that? It's called their Spirits Collection, and these will be available in stores nationwide in April. But if you go into a Haagen-Dazs, like, actual scoop shop, starting March 1st, you can sample these new flavors. So here's the breakdown. We've got an Irish cream brownie. So that's sort of like a Bailey's Irish cream flavored ice cream with chocolate brownie pieces and chocolate fudge. Yum.
I can get into that. Yep.
There's a rum tre leche, which is white rum and dulce de leche swirls with chunks of cake. Then there's a vanilla bean bourbon truffle, and that's a spicy bourbon swirl that is ribboned throughout the vanilla bean ice cream with chocolate truffles mixed in. Then we've got a little bit of some Guinness-flavored stout. It's a stout chocolate pretzel crunch. It's a dark chocolate stout beer on draft, which is, you know, if you've ever seen a Guinness poured, it looks like kind of like a milkshake. So that's the base flavor of this one. And now it also has chocolate-covered pretzels and fudge swirls throughout. That sounds decadent. Then the bourbon praline pecan has bourbon-flavored ice cream with brown sugar bourbon swirls. That sounds yummy. And then there's a non-dairy option for anyone who needs to have non-dairy frozen yogurt. This is an amaretto black cherry almond toffee, which sounds amazing. That's a mix of black cherry jam and almond toffee pieces in the non-dairy frozen yogurt that's flavored like amaretto. Now, technically, there is a tiny, tiny bit of real alcohol in this ice cream, but it's not more than 0.5% alcohol by volume. That's the same as popular non-alcoholic beers or even kombucha. So no ID will be required. Everyone can enjoy all of these boozy boozy scoops, but it sounds delicious. That's the Spirits Collection.
Huh? Give a little bit to the kids?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, I guess it's good news. I don't know if whiskey in your ice cream can help you live longer. I like the idea of some of those flavors. But if you are a whiskey drinker, well, maybe science is on your side. There's a reason to order whiskey, which, by the way, is one of the trendiest drinks. You know, they all come and go. Yeah. It was vodka for a while. Now it's whiskey and bourbon. Well, there's a reason to order whiskey the next time you're at the bar, because drinking whiskey will make you live longer, make you live a healthier life, and be more creative. I've gotten creative after a whiskey. University of California neurologists have been studying the lifestyle habits of people who live into their 90s. The group has been researching people of this age group for about 15 years, and they found that those who drank 2 units of alcohol every day were less likely to die prematurely. I'd imagine, because that means they're actually happy. What's more is that whiskey contains ellagic acid, which is a powerful antioxidant that can eliminate harmful cancerous free radicals in the body. It even contains more of it than red wine, which has always been considered kind of the health drink in the alcohol spectrum. As for heart health, moderate whiskey consumption may reduce the risk of experiencing a stroke or a heart attack by 50%. And they're saying, these researchers, they're saying that those who sipped modest amounts of whiskey, 1 to 6 portions a week, were half as likely to suffer dementia in adulthood. And when it comes to creativity, whiskey definitely delivers that often needed Dutch courage that you hear so many people talk about. A study by the University of Illinois polled 40 men on their study habits and found a man was more creative when he had a blood alcohol content of about 0.075. The research shows that there might be good reason why the Irish call whiskey the water of life. We've heard these stories before in science. Doug will tell you when we talk about it here on the program that science will constantly disprove itself. But there is something that sticks around, and that is that there are properties in alcohol. When done in moderation, this doesn't mean half a bottle or a fifth of whiskey every single night, but when you have this moderate amount of alcohol, overall, in study after study that you see, it really does have a positive impact on your health.
You know, there's a cardiologist named Dr. Gundry, and he wrote The Plant Paradox, and Kelly Clarkson kind of put him on the map in terms of, you know, making him kind of more of a household name. She did his diet and lost a lot of weight and everything. And some of his health foods, whiskey is one of them, because there's some sort of, in the aging process of whiskey, in the barrels that, you know, those whiskey barrels that it ages in, there's flavonoids that are in the actual wood. And so it seeps into the whiskey. And apparently that's one of the things that makes whiskey really healthy. And it's something that people haven't really studied much. But even like you just said, Jen, even more so than red wine, whiskey could be the way to go. I just can't drink it. It's too strong for me. But maybe with some ice cream, I could become a fan.
A whiskey float.
Why not?
I know. I'm not much of a whiskey drinker either. I don't even know if it's that it's too strong. It's just there's something about the taste. It's a little peaky for me, but we'll try it because it's good for you. It is the DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Is the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out, but we are so happy to hear that music because that means our friend Tom Kreitler, host of The Money Pit, joins us each and every week at this time. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. Happy home improving.
Happy home improving to you. I want to remind everybody that Tom's got a great newsletter available at moneypit.com that you can sign up and get great tips, especially as we go into the spring. Things start to thaw out and you start wanting to get that yard in great shape, your house in great shape for the summer. So check it out. Tom Kreitler, moneypit.com. Lots of questions for you today, Tom. Randy in Wisconsin said, we've had a pretty rough winter this far and I'm concerned about damage it may have caused to my roof and foundation. What should I be checking?
You know, major weather events like the snow and the ice, it can leave a lot of obvious structural damage, but the concern is mostly hidden damage that can turn into a big expense later on. So, Randy, you want to check your foundation. If you get heavy accumulations of water after that snow melts, that can cause a foundation to weaken and fail. So if you look at both the inside and outside surfaces of that wall, look for anything that looks like it's cracked or bulging that's new. I mean, all foundations have minor cracks, but if you see something new, that's a concern. And in terms of the wind, easy way to check for wind damage is to step back away from your house, get a pair of old-fashioned binoculars, the bigger and uglier the better, and go scan that roof surface and look for torn shingles, missing shingles, loose siding, that sort of thing. And those are the kinds of repairs that you should not be doing yourself. Hire a pro because you don't want to get hurt. You can find a good pro just by going to homeadvisor.com. Those pros are reviewed. They're skilled. You'll find somebody that matches your job, and you'll get it done quickly.
That's a great tip, and actually it's so important because there are those jobs that we can do ourselves, but then there are other things where you're really messing with the future of your home if you attempt to do them yourself. So, good tip.
And you're messing with gravity.
Anything that involves me on a ladder, you know, is not a good idea. So I'm with you on that one. All right, Kim has a question for you, Tom. She said, how should I be storing and maintaining my firewood supply? I've actually been thinking about this a lot lately because even though I'm in California, we've been getting a lot of rain, which doesn't make for a happy fire in my fireplace. She said, I heard that storing wood too close to the house can invite termites. So
it
how
can.
Do we keep our wood nice and dry without getting all the creepy crawlies?
Yeah, well, termites is part of Mother Nature's plan to get rid of dead wood, and she don't care if it's firewood you're going to use
to
burn.
Yeah, right. She'll take it all.
Exactly. So you never want to store it up against the house. And, you know, in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector, I saw that time and time again where people would just use that handy exterior surface of their siding to lean the firewood against. No. First of all, if you can, I recommend you keep it like on the other side of the yard, sort of like at the back property line, not like right up against the house. And if you need a few sticks, you can bring it in close, but the big pile should always be away, because what will happen is the termites will come in and they will eat that wood and then go back to the soil. And next time they come in, they'll go, oh, what is this tasty little 2x4 I just ran into? Oh, I must have taken a detour at that foundation. Now I'm inside your house, and starts to chew away at the floor structure and so on. And I've seen termites come up even on slab houses, you know, where it's a concrete slab.
Yeah.
They are so sneaky. They will actually eat the paper off the drywall between the paper, between the paint surface and the plaster. That's the back half of the drywall. They'll just go right in between that layer, and they'll find their way up. And I've seen them go up through that sort of paper surface and even into the ceiling of the second floor. So, yeah, not good. You want to keep it away from the house at all times. If you do want to put some against the house, or not against us, but near the house, get a firewood rack so that there's airspace underneath that pile.
All right, good tip there. All right, another question from Noah. Noah says, this is a big problem. I have green mold growing in my basement. It is on furniture, boxes, and plastic tubs. I've sealed all the vents from the basement to the first floor. I'm getting sick a lot lately. Do you think that's what's causing it? Could mold be Noah's problem, Tom?
Yes, and also, Noah, you don't live in a submarine, I'm presuming. So all the sealing that you think that you're doing is not really stopping that air movement around your house. If you've got dampness and humidity, and you've got cardboard and other organic materials, you have the conditions that are perfect for that mold to grow. And if it's as bad as you're describing, I really think at this point you need to turn to a pro, because what happens is once it starts to get a hold on, it just grows and grows and grows and sort of expands geometrically. So that mold, if it's a dark green mold, it could be a mold called Stachybotrys, which is a type of mold that has mycotoxins in it that can really affect your respiratory systems. There are other types of similar molds. The molds could be tested, by the way, and that might not be a bad place to start. And that's even something you could potentially do yourself. A lot of home mold test kits are effective at determining what is there, or better yet, if you can identify a lab that you can send a sample to. I usually take mold samples with a piece of scotch tape. I'll press it into that nasty stuff and then put the tape inside an envelope and send that to the lab, and they can read it right off of that. You'll know what you're dealing with.
And your grandmother loves one of those, too, and you put that in the envelope, right, Tom?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All the green stuff.
Gotta make sure you get the address right. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. Sign up for that newsletter and check out the website, moneypit.com. Thank you so much, Tommy. It's 59 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.